A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to Petrified. This episode, Cold Reading.
She's pushing it. She's really pushing it. Oh!
Sorry. Sorry.
We were very close to getting a stinker of a voice note.
Are you soaked?
No, I was at the bus shelter when it started. Getting accosted by drunks.
Honestly, I'm so sorry. Mam was having a more with it than usual day, and it was lovely to talk to her. I didn't want to stop.
Who's watching her tonight?
Declan came around.
That was decent of him.
It's his mother as well, Jean. If he's not willing to go halves on the cost of a care home, he can very well go halves on looking after her.
I'm starving. Do you think they'll do food at this?
I do not. Popcorn crunching while the dead speak kind of blows the atmosphere.
Hopefully I won't be focusing on my empty belly the whole time.
Believe me, you'll forget about everything. Except him.
They miss you in the office.
I miss all of you.
It was surprising to hear from you. It has been months and months.
I know. It's just... Declan won't go halves. It's...
Well, we're together now.
Yeah. Did poor Michael ever get better?
Oh, shit. Holly, he died.
What?
About, oh God, I'd say 9 or 10 weeks ago.
No one told me. Jesus, that's so sad. I didn't really know him well, but, you know. Jesus.
There was no way he was getting over that, though. His head, well, you could see the dent. It was vicious.
The poor man.
And it could have been any of us. Isn't that terrifying? He was just unlucky enough to have stayed late when whoever they were, you know, forced their way in.
And they never caught anyone. Isn't that the worst?
I think Michael being dead is the worst. Do you know, if you're standing at the water cooler and look across, you can still kind of see the outline of the things they wrote on the walls. The paint didn't really cover them.
I wondered before if they just wanted a space to do what they intended to do, and there was a building with all the lights out, and Michael just happened to be there on his own on his little computer.
When you think of all those little decisions or moments that completely change your life, it's... Oh my God, Holly.
What?
You don't think Michael will show up tonight?
Why do you look so worried? He was nice.
I never went to visit him.
Do you think he'll come back to tell you off?
Maybe he'll say who did it.
Are you frightened he'll say it was you?
That's not funny. But it's what they do though, right? Unfinished business?
This guy is special. The first time I went, there was this woman. She was crying before he even started on her. And he took her face in his hands and he said, "Look!"
What?
A parking spot.
Jesus, Holly, I thought that was part of the story.
You're very jumpy.
You surprised? Just drive slow. I'm very...
What?
Aware of mortality at the minute, considering what's about to happen.
It's not dangerous. I wouldn't ask you to do it if it was dangerous.
I'm not saying anything about you. It's... like one decision to do something at a particular time instead of 5 seconds later, and we both know a truck could plough into the side of this little car and...
leave us with dented heads? Like Michael, of course.
Hopefully the show won't be one.
Hmm?
A decision that changes the rest of our lives.
This is going to be good for us, Jane. For you.
It's half empty.
Because people are idiots. If they knew what they were missing...
Seems like not many people believe this is real.
As I said, idiots. You believe it, Jean, right?
I'm here, aren't I?
Well, you could just be here out of guilt.
Don't throw this back in my face, Holly. It took a lot.
You took a lot. From me. Jean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Please, sit down. Please.
There's no reason to keep pushing me. You got what you wanted.
And I'm grateful. Look, hold on.
What?
There. I have this fluffy pack of mints if you're hungry.
They look disgusting.
I know. So, you don't want them?
I think he'd be contacting me if I ate them.
Oh, I really do miss you.
Clever. They didn't even make an announcement before they turned off the lights. Good stagecraft. Gets you feeling unsteady.
What's this? The director's commentary?
Oh, piss off.
Hello. I'm Nicholas Shelley. If you come here, you know who I am. Tonight is going to be beautiful.
Holly, are you crying?
Shush, Jean, shush. You'll see.
Together, those of us inside and outside this theater will do some beautiful things. Thank you for already doing the biggest part of the work. By you just being here, by believing, you've already opened a door. And there are shadows lining up to come in. Here's the hard part. You won't want to know this. Where they are isn't heaven. It is cold and dark. Worst of all, it is very, very lonely. So all they think about is when they were alive, and they walk, there is no rest, just walking, forever, hunger forever, sadness forever.
Jesus, Holly.
Shh, listen.
But there are feelings under that sadness, and that's what we tap into, to wake them up. Whatever those feelings are, we have to let them tell their stories. Release their guilt, their love, and then they can move on out of that horrible limbo. So help them by helping me. You've already made the first step by believing. Don't quit. Keep your minds open.
Oh, I get it. I get his game.
For those of you who haven't shared time with me before, this moment can be disturbing. As I put my hand inside the door and guide the shadow out, I feel what they are feeling. Please know, what's about to happen is supposed to happen. Now.
Oh my God.
Okay. Okay, calm down. I'm going to ask to the room, is there someone in the audience with the first initials of either J or G?
After all that, he pulls this old chestnut.
Do the first initials J or G mean anything to anyone in the audience? Apologies, folks. I don't know how to spell Jean. Is Jean a man or a woman? Right, it's a woman. Actually, spotlight, please. Greg. Right up there. It's you. Jean. With a J, I'm assuming. Come up to me. Robert is in a lot of pain.
Get up, get up, get up!
Please come up. Hello, lovely. No, you don't need to speak. In fact, it's probably better. That way you'll know I'm not pulling the information from you. You should sit. Please. You might need it. So, you're familiar with Robert, aren't you, Jean? He says you had a very big impact on him. Oh, that was a mean joke, I think. Am I right? Our friend Robert pushed right to the front of the line. He has a message for you, Jean. He says he doesn't like where he is and wishes he could leave it. He blames you. All that keeps him going is thinking of your face. Not his family, not his life. You. Hoping one day he could give you just a little bit of what you gave him.
This is disgraceful.
Sit down. I'm sorry, but I can't let you break this link. When your time comes and you're speaking to me, you'll understand.
When my time comes?
I'm sorry, my love. It's sooner than you think. Jean, were you driving a car that went off the side of a bridge?
This is a setup. Holly! Where is she? She told you!
Stop screaming! Stop screaming! You're dead anyway! Does that mean anything to you, Jean? Oh, I'm sorry to upset you. Whatever way I'm making you feel now, please know that it is not coming from a place of wanting to punish you. I don't hate you. But unfortunately, Robert does. And because of what happened, you hate yourself. So I'm going to release both of you. Look at me, Jean. Lift your head up. The car you were driving that went over the bridge left Robert's wife, Marie, with a massive brain injury, for which she'll need constant care until the day she, in turn, passes. Isn't that right? Whether she's glad she survived is another thing, but she did, and you did, and Robert did not. You were all trapped in the car, so you know that as the car landed on its side, a massive piece of twisted metal jutting out from what was once the door pierced Robert's neck. And as the weight of the car settled, this jagged chunk slowly pushed further and further into him. It was a slow process waiting for him to bleed out, so I understand why you screamed that sentence at him that keeps replaying in his head. Look at what I have here, Jean. It's a hat pin. Now, I'm not expecting you to shove this into your neck. That would be dangerous, of course. No. You see that wing of flesh between your thumb and index finger? It needs to go through that. And then he can move on. Out of that horrid place. To heaven. Can you help me to help him find peace?
Give it to me.
No, I'm so sorry. I have to do it. Slowly. Robert didn't have control when the metal pushed into his neck. Will you give me your hand? Oh, thank you. Now, the pin is just against your flesh, and here we... And out it comes. Oh, wow, Jean. I think he's free. Do we have someone in the audience with the first initial S?
Jean, hold on.
Look, are you happy now? You wanted me up there in front of everyone with literal blood on my hands. It was an accident, Holly. An accident. You asked me to give them a lift back from the Christmas dinner because you were too pissed to drive.
I can't forgive you.
You've made that very obvious. But now it's my turn. I don't miss you. I hate you so very, very much. Don't ever contact me again. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. What was that? I'm blocking her number right now. Last time I ever want to hear from that damn family. Hello? Who's there? Holly? Robert? Is that Robert? You got what you wanted? That's upstairs. Are you telling me where you want me to go? Are you leading me upstairs? Oh, Jesus. What am I doing? Just let's end this. All right? Robert? All right. I'm here. What are you trying to show me?
I thought you never wanted to speak to me again.
I don't, but what I want and what I have to do are very different things.
I didn't think Shelley would go as far as something like that, Jean. The last time I saw him, he just sent messages, said some nice words. I thought it would be a nice experience, that we could all move on. I thought maybe I could forgive you.
At the moment, your forgiveness is not important. Someone else's is, though. I'm ringing you from A&E, Holly.
What?
Your dad pushed me and now I'm in hospital with a fractured leg.
Hold on, what?
Oh, now you don't believe me. Whatever that idiot did, he opened the doors, literally in my case, and I followed your dad's spirit up the stairs and he pushed me over the banisters. Pushed me from a height, like how the car crashed off the bridge from a height. Talk about making it obvious. Shelley said Robert wanted me to feel a little of what he felt. Seems like a little was an understatement.
You're absolutely blowing my mind here. What do you want me to do right now?
I want you to get over to the hospital and we can figure out how to call your dad off.
What makes you think I can figure it out?
You caused this, so get thinking. Oh, and you'll be paying for this bill, so chop chop, hop a taxi.
What? Hello? Jean, I... Dad? Daddy? Oh, I miss you, Dad. I don't understand you. Daddy, I can't make out the...
Excuse me, can you by any chance help me into the wheelchair? I can't get out of bed. Excuse me? Fine, ignore me. I'll try it myself. Oh, this is ridiculous. There we go. Hi, sorry. I can't turn around. It's fine. I got myself into the chair. Oh. Where are you pushing me? Stop. Oi, stop. Drop. Drop it. Drop. Please. Please. My neck. It's sticking into my neck. Robert. It wasn't me. You know it wasn't me. I didn't do it. I didn't. Can you put it on the locker, please?
Of course.
How do I even begin this? All I'm thinking in my head is, there's something terribly wrong. Well, that's pretty obvious, but it's not what I mean by wrong.
I don't understand, Jane.
It's very difficult to tell you this without really upsetting everything. Okay, fine. I better just say it before something else tries to throw me from a height. I don't think this thing, whatever it is your father.
Well, thank God, I hoped so. My father couldn't hurt a fly. Over all the years, I don't think he even shouted at me. I really don't think that
he's... It's not the reason.
Then what is?
Your dad wouldn't blame me on everything that happened, because he was there. Holly, you weren't the only one who'd had a few at the Christmas do. When we got outside and the air hit me, I realised pretty sharpish I wasn't in a state to drive. I turned around to tell your parents and they were arguing. One of those hissed whisper arguments that you don't want anyone else to hear. I told them it would be probably best if we ordered a taxi. And your dad said that was nonsense and he was sober. He said he'd drive us all home if I didn't mind. I said I didn't. When he went to take the keys from my hand, your mother grabbed a hold of his sleeve and he just yanked it from her grasp. Then he took the keys and got into the car. Your mother got in the back, so I got in the front passenger seat.
No, this can't be right.
As we were driving, she started to kick the back of his seat like a child. Then harder. Stop it, Marie, he said. Stop now. And she didn't. So he reached around like a parent trying to slap a child's leg. And when one hand was on the wheel and the other reaching behind for your mother, that's when she rocketed forward and opened his seatbelt.
Please stop.
And then she attacked him, grabbed his whole head. That's when we went over the side of the bridge. And they tumbled around inside the cabin. When we smacked into the concrete, I went unconscious. I was floating in and out of reality and your mother was just screaming senselessly. I think mentally she was already gone. There was something about the sound of the scream that's made it seem like the person it was coming from was empty. And that's when I heard your dad saying, "Stop screaming! Stop screaming! You're dead anyway!" Eventually I was able to open my belt and crawl out. Your dad was at a weird angle in the twisted metal. He was dead before I had the wherewithal to help him. When he died, and your mother had her brain injury, in the spur of the moment, I thought I was protecting her, to just say I was driving and that it was an accident. By the time I realised that was a huge mistake, it was too late to go back. They would have thought I was blaming a poor crippled woman who couldn't help herself.
Oh. I'm so sorry, Jean. I'm so sorry for all the blame you took.
I would have gone to my grave with that story, but now something from beyond the grave has forced me to tell it. Whatever this thing is, it's not your father, because I didn't kill him.
Oh, Jean. Jean. Oh, no.
Holly?
What if it's my mother?
She can't move.
What if it's her spirit that was trapped? I often wondered if she was really there, if it was just her body.
And what? Shelley gave her power?
He opened a door. All this time, it may have been my mother. Can you have yourself discharged? I don't want to leave you here alone.
Oh, you won't. Ugh, your house is freezing.
Declan! Oh, don't tell me he left early. I asked him to stay with her till I got back.
Can she be left alone?
She shouldn't be. Wait here.
I don't really have a choice.
Mom! Mom, it's just us.
Holly! What is it? Is she okay?
She's breathing.
Where's Declan? What is that all over her?
It's some kind of paint. Some kind of mark. And it's all over the wall behind you as well.
Behind? Oh, shit. Oh, Holly. I think...
Well, where's my phone? I need to ring Shelley.
What? How do you have his number?
He knew to pick you. I paid him extra.
What? So the whole thing was a fake? This was all a setup?
No. He gets a lot of messages from beyond. He gets swamped with them. I just needed to make sure that he pushed the one for us right to the front.
You dirty liar. You knew going in. This is so twisted.
It's ringing. Shelley? It's Holly Geraghty. Holly Geraghty, I arranged to be selected. I paid for you to... Oh, for God's sake, you pushed a pin through my friend's hand. I thought you'd remember that. Look, I need an answer from you. There's something gone terribly wrong. You gave us a message from a Robert. But I don't think it was... What? Wow. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What?
I'm going to put you on speaker, Shelley. Could you please say what you just said again?
Look, what I do is real, but it's also a show, okay? I have a show to put on, so if someone's grandma tries to get through with a recipe for cookies, I don't pick her, okay? It has to be a little dramatic, or else it has to be worth my while.
You faker.
Who's that?
The woman whose hand you pushed the pin through?
Okay, well, I just told the person who's supposed to be your friend. That wasn't Robert who told me to do that. Look, Holly paid the VIP prices to ensure that her reading would be selected. And as part of that, she distinctly asked for a message from Robert. She said the message might be for her, or it might be for you. Well, the thing is, a message for you did come through, but it wasn't from Robert. I didn't want Holly to be disappointed, or screw it, to look for her money back. So I just changed the name. The message was the same. What it wanted me to do was the same. But it wasn't from Robert.
Who was it from?
Someone called Michael.
From Michael?
Yeah, he was babbling. Like he was so excited. I rarely hear him like that. It's usually like they search for words. It's like they have dementia. Some things make sense, some things don't, so I have to filter. I have to be aware of what makes a good show. Now, Michael said you were wondering who did something to him. You were wondering if he said who did it to him? Well, he said he did it to himself. That he opened all the doors, whatever that means. The little prick said something like, I, meaning me, wasn't the only one who could open doors.
You dangerous, dangerous man.
He said one last thing, which I left out, as I couldn't figure out how to incorporate it into a message from Robert. He said, thanks for the blood. Look, I have to go. The VIP tickets weren't all that expensive, that they include a post-show consultation, and I got places.
This is all my fault. I was trying to get closure. I was trying to move forward.
Holly. Holly, focus. Listen. Before you rang him, just before you interrupted me, I was just about to say these things drawn all over the wall, the markings drawn on your mother's bed and her nightdress, they are very familiar. In fact, I see them almost every day when I'm standing at the water cooler. The outline of them that the paint never really covered over.
Mum. There we go. There we go, Mum.
You said earlier today no one being caught for what happened to Michael was the worst. I said him being dead was the worst. You were right, though. No one being caught for what happened to him is terrible. It's really terrible. For us. Because it means he did it. He painted the things on the walls. He opened a door and let in the things that did it to him.
I don't know where you're going with this.
You? Shelley? Michael? There seems to be a lot of people who believe in all of this stuff. To different degrees. And as we've learned, you all want something very different.
Get to the point.
As we learned from Shelley, people are doors too.
What are you saying?
I'm saying your brother's not here, and there's drawings all over your wall. So who did it?
Who could do it?
The person you're holding up in the bed.
Oh, Mum, you're hurting me. Let go.
Maybe it wasn't trying to kill me. Whatever was called through. Or maybe it wasn't trying to kill Michael. Maybe it was looking for the easiest place to go. And we fought back. Maybe it needed someone who couldn't fight back.
How are you sitting? Oh, Mum! You're hurting my arm.
People are doors. And it seems like they are also rooms.
What's wrong with her eyes?
God, I hate this family.
Cold Reading starred Deborah Wiseman as Jean, Georgina McKevitt as Holly, and Larry Fessenden as Shelley. It was written and directed by Peter Dunn and produced and edited by Liam Geraghty. Special thanks to Mick Creedon for help with this episode. You can keep updated with all things Petrified on Twitter and Instagram at Petrified_pod. Petrified is funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.